the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another show where we talk about Bitcoin mining and Bitcoin-related equities, all part of the CBP Media Network. Today is October the 13th, not Friday the 13th, we're one day off, but nonetheless, still October the 13th. And today, well, we'll be talking about a few different stories. We'll talk about Coinbase and some really interesting news coming out from that camp. Is this good? Is this bad? We'll have to scratch the surface to see if this is indeed gold or fool's gold. Hive, well, the September 2022 update is out, and, well, they're no longer mining Ethereum, so we'll be talking about what's their strategy moving forward. Blue Sky Digital Assets, a small Bitcoin mining company, love talking about these companies, what's happening with them, I'll provide you with an update, and Bit Digital, oh, shake my head, Bit Digital. Well, I'll explain a lot more in depth when we get there, so stick around, this is going to be a fun one. And we can't go any further without talking about today's sponsor, which is ShakePay. It's a great place to buy and, of course, never sell your Bitcoin, but you could if you wanted to. And if you open up an account with our referral code below and buy $100 worth of Bitcoin or the competing altcoin they have on your platform, ShakePay is going to give you $10, no questions asked. And if you open up an account with our code, you unlock the ability to shake your phone with a ShakePay app being open. And once per day, you'll be rewarded with partial Bitcoin, known as Satoshis. If you do the shaking of the phone on consecutive days, you get more and more Satoshis to the point if you do it for 365 straight days, you get 1,000 Satoshis per day when you shake your phone. Not too bad. Another good way to stack sats is to use the ShakePay Visa card, where you could go out and make purchases, and the first $5,000 you purchase cumulatively is going to be rewarded back to you 2% in Bitcoin added to your ShakePay account. And everything beyond that 5,000, 1% will be rewarded to you in Bitcoin. So another great way to stack sats. And you can potentially get the whole purchase comp to you in Bitcoin through the ShakePay promotion. There's also the Shake Squads, where you could team up with other ShakePay users, four of them in total. And if anybody in your Shake Squad uses a ShakePay Visa card, everybody in the squad gets 42 sats. Another great way to stack sats. And they also rolled out the Shake Earn, where you could load up Canadian dollars on your ShakePay app, and every month you'll be receiving a APY and 4%, or give or take around that. I'm not exactly sure the number, but it depends where you are in terms of the amount of points you accumulated in the beta program, and you'll be rewarded partial Bitcoin back to you, Satoshis. So load it up with Canadian dollars, and at the end of the month, you'll be getting Bitcoin Satoshis rewarded to you, so not too bad. So ShakePay, it's a great place to stack sats. That's where I buy my Bitcoin, and we recommend you do the same. So open up an account with our code below. All right, so with the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. So leading things off is a topic story from the show whipping boy Coinbase. And this story is, on the surface, seems rather good. It's a partnership between them and Google. And one may ask, what sort of services can Coinbase provide Google? And what kind of services can Google provide Coinbase? That's a good question. So as it's announced this past week, this past Tuesday, Google has partnered up with Coinbase to accept crypto payments for cloud services. There you go. That's what they need. And they talk about here that they will be receiving crypto payments via an integration with the crypto exchange Coinbase. Here's where I think it's getting a little dicey. Crypto payments will initially be rolled out to a handful of customers involved in the Web3 industry. And they... Google says they want to make building in Web3 faster and easier, and this partnership with Coinbase helps developers get one step closer to that goal. And they say that in this article here, it's announced as a long-term strategic partnership, and Coinbase selecting Google Cloud as the strategic cloud provider to build advanced exchange and data services. Coinbase will use Google Cloud's powerful compute platform to process blockchain data at scale. How they're going to use this information, I do not know, but that's an enormous amount of power that they're going to have available to them in order to process data. And what is this going to, what can be rolled out to customers? Time will only tell. Coinbase will also build its global data platform on Google Cloud secure infrastructure and leverage their lending data and analytics technology to provide Coinbase customers with machine learning driven crypto insight. That would be rather cool. AI, put this in terms of getting you more TA or better TA, I think that is a real winner. And Google Cloud is positioned to enable select customers, starting those in the Web3 ecosystem, to pay for its cloud services via the select cryptocurrencies. I'm assuming Bitcoin will be one of them. Powered by Coinbase Commerce, which enables merchants globally to accept cryptocurrency payments in a decentralized way, the new payments experience will benefit Google Cloud's customers and partners by increasing the optionality of payments for Google Cloud services. So, in the end, it's a lot of it's a word salad, as Jody likes to call that. I'm not sure how big of a ecosystem there is within the Google platform for Web3, because this is initially going to be rolled out to select customers that are in that type of ecosystem. So based on that, I think at the onset, only a very small, as they say, handful or select users are going to be getting this. Is this going to be a boon for Coinbase? Probably not at the onset. Over time, it potentially may be. And I just want to state, this is pretty much like par for the course for Google. Is Google tends to not build within house. I find that they more so purchase other companies that are established and then absorb them within their platform. YouTube is being the most famous one they have, and that was just a massive success for them. So this is another example where they don't do the stuff in-house. They go outside, and Coinbase is lucky enough to be at the right place at the right time to provide the services. Now, will this be rolled out to the masses? Will you and I, anybody else that is using Google, be able to take advantage of this and pay using perhaps Bitcoin for Google-related services? Probably over time. Will a lot of people be paying with these methods? Probably not, given the price of Bitcoin and the altcoins. I'm being very kind with my wording here. The price has been rather depressed, and I don't think people are going to be spending this. So in terms of the revenue that Coinbase is going to be generating from this, it's going to be minimal at the onset. You're going to need a boom market with respect to Bitcoin and altcoins. You're going to need a lot of people that have these things on their balance sheet, and three, you're going to have the people willing to spend it. As things go up in price, people tend to hoard it, thinking, you know, this thing is going to moon and go to $1 million per coin with respect to Bitcoin and other altcoins and some altcoins. So just keep that in mind. There's probably not going to be a lot of revenue. This is rather good in step in the right direction. When is Amazon going to be rolling out something similar where they're going to be accepting payments with Bitcoin on their platform? When is Apple going to be doing the same? So there's going to be some options here. Are they going to go to Coinbase to provide these services? Only time will tell. Google, if I had to pick any of the big companies that were going to do it not in-house, Google is the one. So here you go. Coinbase, great news for them. In the short term, probably nothing spectacular. Long term, potentially really big gains, but only time will tell. And moving along, Hive has reported on their September 2022 update. And keep in mind, Hive, they mine, or used to mine, Ethereum. And this is no longer the case because Ethereum has moved from proof of work to proof of stake. So mining Ethereum is no longer a thing with GPU miners. And that's what Hive was doing. So with that, keep in mind that then Hive has been talking about this day of reckoning for quite some time. And they've been talking about this for over a year. And in fact, on this article from 2021, they were saying that their strategy eventually would be to pivot to high-performance computing strategy. So their high-performance GPU cards, it's key to their long-term strategy to build high-performance data centers that are growing in demand globally, and they believe their new high-performance GPU cards will remain robust, easily scaled, and repurposed for the boom in gaming, AI, and movie animation, and there's flexibility along with that. So that was the beginning of that. So hang on one second. Here we go. And as for September, this is their update. It says here that they were holding a balance at the end of September of 3,350 Bitcoin and 356 Ethereum. For the most part, they converted all their Ethereum to Bitcoin. That's what their strategy was. And since then, since now Ethereum is proof of stake, Hive now says they have pivoting their business as well as their digital asset treasury into a centralized focus on Bitcoin and Bitcoin mining. So that's the thing they have now. They're sitting now at 2.3 exahash per second, which is very decent. It's a very respectable number. And that's going to increase a little bit over the next few months, because in the next 3 to 4 months, 1 exahash of Bitcoin ASICs are projected to be delivered. And that's going to give them quite a bit of extra horsepower that they could mine Bitcoin. Their GPU mining, now this is why it's going to hurt them, the move to proof of stake from Ethereum. Their GPU mining was generating 3 to 4x more revenue per megawatt capacity than ASIC Bitcoin. That's now gone, because you can no longer mine Ethereum. And even the altcoins have been pretty bad with respect to their revenue. In fact, they see that their GPU mining revenues were drastically reduced after the merge. And they were at one point mining the equivalent of 7 Bitcoin per day. Now it's down to 1.6 Bitcoin per day. That's a massive drop. And making up this revenue, they're going to be deploying ASIC miners. Again, that's going to increase their hash rate. And once it's all said and done, they're going to be potentially at the levels of mining 14 Bitcoin per day. That's, I think, a little optimistic given the fact that the hash rate, the network difficulty, sorry, keeps going up and up. So, but 14 per day, if they could get anywhere close to that, that's still around 400 Bitcoin for the month. Let's see if they could do that. For the month of September, they mined 268, almost 269 Bitcoin. That was from the 2.28 exahash from the end of the month. The average hash rate for the month was 2.2. And they also mined almost 1,400 Ethereum for the month, and that obviously stopped somewhere in the middle. And they had 6.59 terahash, an average of Ethereum mining. That was quite a bit. And so they're going to have to do something else with all those GPU miners. And they have mined an additional 15.8 Bitcoin that was mined from their GPU. So they mined some sort of altcoin, converted into Bitcoin, and they only mined 15.8 for around half of the month, which is very small in comparison to mining Bitcoin. Oh, sorry, mining Ethereum and converting that to Bitcoin. Their hash rate, as I mentioned, was 2.3 exahash. They plan to get in Q1 2023 to 3.4 exahash per second. Again, very respectable. And I was talking about with their GPU mining, a little bit more information here. And they say since the merge, their technical team for the GPU-based mining facility, they've been optimizing their GPU fleet and working with their strategic partners to maximize their revenue through mining of other proof-of-work mineable coins, altcoins, such as Ravencoin or whatever the heck they may be, but still not as lucrative. And since the merge, Hive continues to notice the trend of declining difficulty levels and increasing revenues being generated through GPU-based altcoin operations. I think this is going to end over time as more and more GPU equipment are going to be diverted towards those more profitable coins. But I did mention they're talking about high-performance computing. They haven't abandoned that strategy, and they're in the first phase of the high-performance computing application using a portion of the NVIDIA data center-grade GPU cards. The company is in the process of establishing its revenue streams for its inaugural enterprise computing service. A second and third phase of the Hive Cloud program has been budgeted, and we are seeking strategic relationships with companies that require high-performance computing as Hive looks to optimize the income from its entire center-grade GPU fleet. It's a lot of information there. So really, in the end, it seems like that they still have the strategy where they want to go to high-performance computing. Will this be something that is going to be as lucrative or nearly as lucrative as Ethereum mining? I highly doubt it. I'm skeptical on that. But Hive remains bullish on that, and they believe that this is something that is globally, there's a demand for it, and it gives them a lot of flexibility moving forward. Let's see if this plays out. And this was going to happen. The day of reckoning has passed. The GPU mining of Ethereum is done, and that's too bad, because companies like Hive have been taking advantage of this and reaping the rewards. It was very lucrative. Per megawatt, you could earn a lot more revenue mining Ethereum versus mining Bitcoin with an ASIC miner. So all that being said, the next month is going to be very interesting to see what they do report. There's going to be a huge drop in the amount of Bitcoin they mine, or the Bitcoin equivalent which they mine. So the month of October is going to have a very large scale back with respect to that. But by Q1 2023, they should be at a point where they're mining a healthy amount of Bitcoin. 14 per day? Probably not. I think that's rather optimistic, especially as the hash rate continues to go up and up. So that's all I got to say about Hive. I hope they do well. We had their CEO, Frank Holmes, on their show, and he was a dynamite guest. I'll post a link, hopefully, up here if I remember at the end of this, when I render everything. But that being said, that's it for Hive. If you're an investor, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you scared? Are you optimistic? What's your thoughts on this moving forward? And next story is from Blue Sky Digital Assets. I like talking about these smaller Bitcoin companies or Bitcoin-related companies, and they just came out with some information, and it was really cool information saying that they have announced expansion plans, and they target to mine about one Bitcoin per day. Now, keep in mind, they don't just mine Bitcoin. They mine also other tokens / coins. So keep that in mind, that that's part of their strategy moving forward. But with respect to this story, it's more so Bitcoin focused. So I do like this part of the story, or this part of the story from this company. And they say, get this, the corporation has been presented the opportunity to acquire additional high-end performance ASIC mining rigs from financially distressed miners at a greatly reduced cost. And it increases their hash rate between 165 petahash per second to 220 petahash per second. And should the corporation elect to acquire enough new mining rigs at lucrative pricing, where the corporation's mining capacity amounts to a combined total of 220 petahash per second, so essentially getting doubling up the order that they had already just placed, the corporation would then be mining about one full Bitcoin being mined per day. That's at current difficulty rates, as that continually gets adjusted, and if it gets higher and higher for the difficulty, well, that's going to obviously be less Bitcoin that they're going to be mining, so it'll be less than one per day. And this is further, a combined total of up to 10 megawatts of additional power has been offered to the corporation via its Texas-based mining facility. So they have the power, they have the ability to mine the Bitcoin, they're deploying capital, and they're getting it at a cheap price from a distressed mining company. I like stories like this. You are properly deploying capital to increase the amount of Bitcoin that you can mine, making your company theoretically more profitable, and you're doing it at a time when equipment is very cheap, and you're doing it at a time when a company is on their knees begging to get rid of it for fire sale prices. And here's Blue Sky ready to pick it up. I like these stories. Is it going to make Blue Sky a big player in the game? Heck no. They're always going to be a small player given the size of the power that they could draw upon and the fleet of mining they have, but it makes them potentially a value play. The one thing that I don't like is the fact that they are still mining altcoins. They have GPUs, quite a bit of them from what I understand, that continually mine altcoins, and this is getting less and less profitable by the day, especially as Ethereum has moved to a proof of stake. All those GPU mining equipment is going to be pointed to the rest, and it's going to be diluting the rest of the altcoins with respect to their profitability. So Blue Sky is doing the right thing, deploying capital where? And the Bitcoin side of things. Why? Because that seems to be the best place to park any capital moving forward. And they're doing it, getting cheap equipment. Absolutely love it. Don't really recommend them all that much, but at least take a look at them. If they weren't mining altcoins, I would be more bullish on them. They do mine those altcoins. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So they won't get two thumbs up from me, but maybe just one thumb up if only. So check them out, Blue Sky. They're mining more Bitcoin, they're deploying capital, and I want to see more stories like this, not just from Blue Sky, but also from other Bitcoin mining companies. And the last story I have is one from BitDigital, and I've been rather bearish on this company, very vocal with respect to the deployment of their ASICs, or lack thereof. And well, their September 22 up, September 2022 update is now live. I'll talk about it, do comparison to the previous month. And as you can see, for the month of September, they earned 141 Bitcoin. And in comparison, August, they mined 145 Bitcoin. So it's going up in the time when the hash rate has gone up. That is good. The amount of Bitcoin they have in a treasury is 943, and also 5,261 Ethereum on their balance sheet as of the end of September. End of August, it was 919 Bitcoin and 3,684 Ethereum. So both of those numbers go up, and they own the same amount of Bitcoin, same amount of ASICs they had before, 38,594, and it hasn't changed. So they haven't changed at all. They got one more Ethereum miner they lost one Ethereum miner between August and September. That's going to rock the world and make the world stop turning. With respect to the deployment or lack thereof, and I talked about this in the past, 36% of their computing, the company's fleet, representing 1.35 exahash, has been hashing away. So they have a lot of equipment that's just sitting around waiting to be installed. And in fact, that's around 67%. I mean, it's basically, 67%. 64%. That's sitting around just waiting to be deployed. And what are they waiting for? Well, you know what? They got rug pulled because they can't put it in the Compute North facility because they're getting hosting services from them. Because Compute North, as of September 30th, has filed for Chapter 11. And the company, BitDigital, has requested additional information, and it's reviewing their relationship with Compute North, but they haven't received anything back. So, all in all, I don't want to seem like I'm a bear of this company, but getting hosting services from a different company, the company then files for Chapter 11. This company has a lot of equipment just sitting there idly by, not hashing away Bitcoin. And every month that passes, that equipment becomes less and less valuable as it depreciates in value and it just gets older. So how could anybody look at this company and be bullish? The market cap doesn't represent what it is that they're able to mine right now. And there's seems to be a hope by investors that this company is going to be mining at 100% based on the amount of equipment they have in the company. It must be just sitting on floors doing nothing, collecting dust. But now they're going to collect more dust because where are they going to be installing it? Compute North is not going to provide them any more hosting services, or maybe they will, but it's going to have to be renegotiated, and the terms will probably be more favorable for Compute North. So all in all, BitDigital, big thumbs down from this company, and it will continually remain to be thumbs down. I feel bad if you are an investor of this company. I'd love to know your thoughts if you are bullish on them. Because obviously I'm not. I've been very, very vocal about them. And I don't think they're going to be able to survive moving forward. I think this is a company that has the potential to be bought out by a bigger company. They have all this equipment sitting around doing nothing. Why not sell it to somebody else that's going to make use of it? And then over time, chop up the company and sell the rest of it off. Just my speculation. I could be totally off base with where they're going to be going. But, you know, with the price of Bitcoin sitting now at 19.4, and earlier today was 17 and change, man, it's not doing anything good for BitDigital. So they got to do something, and they got to do it fast. I don't think they have the ability to do it. All right, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm not going to be doing one tomorrow, so this is the only episode I'll be releasing this week. And before I sign off, just want to make sure you're aware that I'm not a financial advisor, and I'm not providing financial advice, nor is anybody in this channel providing financial advice to you. So make sure you do your own research before you park any money in anything we talk about. And with that, take care.